Agent of Social Media Chaos's waifu of the day for today is Lola Bunny from Space Jam. Yeah, technically she's not an anime character, but she was one of my original waifus growing up, which is why she counts on this list. Plus, she's a rabbit, so she fits the theme. In the original Space Jam, she was the only Looney Tune who actually knew how to play basketball. There's kind of a reason the other Looney Tunes recruited Michael Jordan. It's because none of them knew what they were doing. They just picked basketball because the aliens were tiny. Lola was the only one who actually knew what she was doing in the original movie. She was also very, very attractive. And Bugs Bunny fell in love with her in the movie. There was some actual romantic feelings between the two. However, in 2011, with the Looney Tunes show, they ruined the character. Instead of actually having romantic feelings between Lola and Bugs in the Looney Tunes show, Lola was now a psycho stalker who couldn't take the hint that Bugs didn't like her. They basically ruined this character. Also, Looney Tunes show's art design is crap compared to the much better original. And apparently, it got worse than the 2011 one in the Space Jam sequel. I actually don't know for a fact about that because I haven't even bothered watching the Space Jam sequel. I knew from because of this version that it was going to be bad, so I just avoided it. But the original Lola is one of my original waifus growing up. You'll probably see a few more of my original waifus from when I was a kid in July, given what July's theme is, by the way. That's it. This is John D. Hyena, agent of Social Media Chaos, signing off.